Okay, we are on Daf Lamed Tes by the Mishnah, I believe. So the Mishnah is going to continue dealing with the idea of tchumim. You know, which tchum do you go by with my person's objects? We're going to make a distinction between a gacheles, which is a coal, and a shalheves, which is an actual flame. We'll figure out what the difference is. And, you know, out of that, the Mishnah is going to bring some other halachas that are distinct to distinguish between gacheles and a shalheves. So hagacheles. The coal of fire, which is basically, it has a coal that's hot, you can use it to light something else, right? So what's the din of a tchum? Kiragle haba'alim. It goes according to the owner. Therefore, even if he lends it to somebody else, the borrower can't take it to his tchum, he'll take it as far as the owner's tchum. Vishalheves, but the flame, which is actually nothing, it's, the flame is considered tabash evil mamish, it doesn't have any real consistency, it's just a thing. Right, that's b'chol makom. That you can take it. You can take it anywhere. Meaning, it's not. You can take it. You can take it as far as you can go. It doesn't have. It doesn't have any halachic status. We'll get to it. Right. Shalheves. Rashi says, kigon shehid kigon hidlik ner b'shalheves chaveiro ema akiv b'isur tchumim. Right. There's no problem with the tchumim when it comes to shalheves. Okay. Then number two, gachelo shel hektesh molim bo a coal of hektesh. There is Mi'ila. If you get Hana'ah from it, you have to be in accord with Mi'ila. The Mi'ila shall have this, but a flame of Hekdesh, lo nen in v'lo mo'alan. So Mi'idaraisa, there's no problem with Mi'ila. But Mi'idarabanan, we say that you shouldn't get Hana'ah from it, because if you do, you're putter to bring the carbon, because it's davar she'embo mamish, doesn't have any substance. Number three, Hamotzi kacheles or shus harabim. Someone on Shabbos carries like a kacheles from the shus ha'yachid into shus harabim. Yechayev from Malach of Hotzah. But the shalheves potter. If he carries a flame, he is potter. Again, we'll see what the distinction is between how it works for carrying a flame. Potter means potter of alasa. So this idea here of still being nasid harabonatan, but it's no clue of the oraisa. So now we're going to quote a brisa, which is similar to our mishnah, except that it has two more halachas, distinguishing between gachelas and shalheves. From this grapple with why the brisa has five and the mishnah has three. I don't know. That doesn't bother me so much. Tana rabbanan, chamisha dvarim nemrim b'gacheles. There are five things that are said the gabe a gacheles a coal which are different, which is differentiated from a shalhevet a flame. Number one, hagacheles kerag hebalim. The gacheles goes according to the owner of the coal. The shalhevet b'chol makom. The shalhevet does not. It's b'chol makom. Gacheles shall hektish molim ba. The shalhevet lo nen nivlo molim. Gacheles, there is a problem in ila. But shalhevet, even though there's no deraisa, there's only the rabbanon is a problem. In the deraisa, there's no issue of meila. Number three. Gachela shel avodah zara asura v'shalheves muteres. If there's a coal that I guess was used for avodah zara, that is usur, right? That's usur, right? Because it says in a lo yidvah b'chayim ma'umah min acherim. And but a shalheves avodah zara, I guess there's some sort of flame that was used for avodah zara. They worshipped a flame or did something with the flame. That is muteres because it's davar she'ein bo mamash. It has no substance. Hamotzi gachelas from shus harabim chayiv. If you carry a gachelas from shus yochid shus harabim chayiv.
The flame itself is
the
Avodah Zarah, or
they're
using the flame to serve
the Avodah Zarah? One or the other, whatever the halacha Avodah Zarah is. The flame is the Avodah is used.
Huh?
Say the flame is used. There's a difference.
I just want because it's not like the previous, like our mission. Our mission said that if you use it, I don't think it said it there.
Our mission didn't talk about Avodah
Zarah. We're talking about cases where the carrying. The flame, you're not using it for the ikker.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Two more sips, then let me know.
Okay.
I only had one so far. All right. If I take a neder that I will not get hana from you, right? I cannot use your coal because that's something that getting hana from something that you own. But if you have a flame, I can use the flame. Okay? So Maish, the Gemara now asks, Maish na shalheves avodah zarah de sharia, or Maish na de hektish de asira. So what's going on? So let's look at it. We say shalheves avodah zarah, we say is muteres, it's mutter, no problem whatsoever. But the shalheves of the hektish, we said that midrabanan is a problem. We say it's putter. It's putter, I mean avalasa, right? Kakalas al hektish, we say, the shalheves, we say lo nanim v'lo molim. It's still a problem de Rabbanan. So why do we have a problem? Why did they make a takana on the shalheves of Hekdesh and not a takana on the shalheves of Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara answers, Avodah Zarah d'mi'isa. Since Avodah Zarah is something that's disgusting, ubedili inchiminei, and people typically do not go close to it, lo gazu b'rabbanan. So the Rabbanan did not have to make a takana, they didn't have to make a takana to stay away from the flame, davar shein bo mamash. But hektesh d'lo mois, but hektesh, which is not something that's disgusting, the only problem with hektesh is that you know, use it, so below b'dili inchiminei. So people may not distance themselves as much as at least they distance themselves from Avodah Zarah, so therefore gazu b'rabbanan. So Rabbanan made a gzeira that you shouldn't even get hana from the flame. Tosfos and Rashi point out, there's a Gemara in Psachim Gemara in Psachim, like a Tosfos, a Kasha, the Parakam of the Psachim, Ka'amar, Imshel Hekdeshu, Ein Sarka Ksoso, but Mesha Bedilim Imenu. If the Kamish that's found in the Hekdesh, you don't have to cover it, because we say that Anisha Bedilim Imenu, people separate themselves from it. And here we just said that Hekdesh did not separate themselves from it. The Tosfos says it's all relative. Well, Gabe, Hulin, Hekdesh people are bedilim, they separate, they do. But when it comes to Gabe, the people separate themselves even more from Avodah Zarah. It's all just a grade, you know, to set Avodah Zarah, Hekdesh, and Hulin. So it says, the Yishlomer, the Enoch and Ami, the Gabe, Hulin, bedilim, imenu. If you're comparing Hekdesh to Hulin, people separate themselves away from the Hekdesh, Hulin they won't separate themselves from. But about Gabe Avodah Zarah, lo bedilim, imenu. But Avodah Zarah is even something even more, people more distance themselves even more from Avodah Zarah. So it's all relative. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Amotzi Gacheles Rosh Hashanah Chayev, Mishal Heves Potter. If you carry the Gacheles into the Rosh Hashanah in front of the Yachid, you be Chayev on Shabbos, Shal Heves be Potter, right? Potter of Alasar. The Hatanya, but then we have a Brisa that says, Hamotzi Shal Heves Kol Shehu. If you carry a Shal Heves at all, even a small amount, even less than a shear, you're Chayev because for the Malacha of Shabbos. So there's a Stira. Our Mishnah says that if you carry a Shal Heves out, you're not carrying it in your hand. We'll see. You carry, Amir says you carry the Shalhevet, it's Potter. The Bryce says you carry Shalhevet, it's a Chiv Doraisa. So Amr of Sheshes, now, the Bryce that says that you chayiv and taking out the Shalhevet is Kagon Shehotziu B'Kesam. You brought it out on a stick or on a match or on a twig or something like that. You brought the flame out on something. So therefore, the Shalhevet is now attached to something called Dabar Sheyeshbo Mamish. Right? And therefore the Shalhevesh gains a status of Chashuva, and now you're chayav to bring it out. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. So you're carrying it out on the stick, you should be chayav for carrying the stick. The tape will claim Yishum Kesav. You're already chayav Hotzah for the Kesav. So what you tell me, you're chayav for Shalhevesh, you're chayav for the Kesav. So the Gemara says, no, but the Lesla Shura. The Kesav does not have the shear. We know that there's a shear for Hotzah. Right, you have to have a certain amount of shear, which is Mishnah and Shabbos. This not, because we have a Mishnah and Shabbos that says, Hamotzi Eitzim, if you bring out sticks on Shabbos, how big does it have to be? Levashel Beitz Akalo. It has to be enough firewood that you'll be able to roast an egg. So this twig is not the shear of Hotzah, so therefore you're not going to be chayiv for the twig, but since now you've attached the Shalhevet to the twig, the Shalhevet now is raised to a status of Dabar Sheyesh Bo Mamish, and you'll be chayiv Hotzah, so we have a shear, you'll be chayiv Hotzah for the Shalhevas. Right, Rashi says, the tape claim Yishum Kesam, Amai Tani Hamotzi Shalhevas Kol Shul Chayev, Bilav Shalhevas Nami Chayev, Yishum Kesam. So he says, but let's be Shiro Lotso Shabbos, but Beitza Kala, Shikala Vashma Kala Beitzim, Beshiro Chacham is a Beitza Tarnagolas, whatever that size is, it's too small. But now you take the Shalhevas and put the Shalhevas onto the twig, then you have the status for the Shalhevas. You've raised the status of the Shalhevas. So the Gemara says, Abai Amar, Abai gives another answer. Kigon, the Shaifa Mana Mishcha, the Asle Beinura. What you did is you made a torch on this canister. You smeared it with oil, and then you lit it. And then you hotzi, and then you took it out to the Rosh Hasharabim. So now, since the Shalhevis is now grabbing on, it's a double chashim, you chai for the Shalhevis. And I said, okay, but take a limit Shemana. So what's the same kasha? If you're taking out this kli, you should be chayav for the kli. Why are you going all the way to be chayav for the shalheves? The Gemara says, b'chaspa. It's because it's just a shard of kli. It's a shard. It's not a kli. It's just this earthenware shard. Okay. B'tei l'mishum chaspa. So be chayav for the chaspa. Be chayav for the shard. So he says, but again, b'deles le'shi'ura, that it doesn't have the requisite of shear in order to obligate you to be chayav, in order to make you chayav on Shabbos. And then what happens though is that now that the Shalheves is grabbing onto a Davar Sheish Mamash, it becomes a Davar Sheish Mamash, and the Chiv is because of the Shalheves. Had you taken the Cheres out by itself, you would not have been Chayiv. Had you taken the Shalheves out by itself, you would not have, however you do that, you would not be Chayiv. We put the two together, you Chayiv because of the Shalheves, because the Cheres doesn't have a shear.
For apple in your hand, you
right.
Light it up, and you walk outside.
You do that, right? I kept thinking of those people who light their hats on fire at the wedding. Yeah, okay.
That'd be an example of how you can do it.
Oh, to carry it out. Well, the Gemara doesn't explain. Ditznan. Ditznan. Well, pardon. We give you a riot about the cheres. Ditznan cheres kidei litain ba patzim lichavero divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the shear of the cheres is enough to give patzim lichavero. Rashi says these are like sort of like wooden sticks that you can use for building into the windows or something like that. I think it means. And sorry to the contractors in the room. I think it means that they used to mess up the size of the windows and they didn't fit. So they used to put these little twigs to close up the holes.
Yeah.
Because that's what it seems to say. Right, Rashi says they didn't have precision tools. They didn't have precision tools. Now that we have precision tools, right. This is what insults him. This is what insults him. Right, Rashi says, Patzim kamo pitzime pesachim pitzime chalonos hakavuim b'choma v'henchel eight v'sodin osa lamate lomala mishtei ruchos. Yeah. Okay. U'pamim shehem tzarim berocha v'moshim shnayim zeb tzadze. It's just shims you call them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. There you have it. They exist today, they also.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
When you're going to put a window in, for instance,
when our contractor.
Right, okay.
The shims.
Same shims.
Okay.
That's why I named it some shims.
That's what it is. That's what we named some shimmy. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara now, basically, so you have all these cases now that we brought down with where your chayiv means d'oraisa, because it's gotten this, it's been attached to a davar sheish b'mamish. So what's the case in our Mishnah that says it's pater, which means it's not chayiv d'oraisa, but it's pater aval aser? What's the case? So the elav haditznan hamotzi shall have his pater heichin mishkachas. What's that case? Kigon da adaye aduye loshus harabim. Seems to be that there's a flame that's burning over here, and somehow you blow it, and you push the flame from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim. So that is not a Chiyuv D'oraisa.
Like
that is not a Chiyuv D'oraisa, but it's a Chiyuv, but there's a problem midrabanan, right?
Blow the flame, you're going to start another fire.
You blow the flame across. You push the flame.
You're going to start another fire.
That's not what he said. Rashi says. Rashi says. Just gives the pasuk what that means. So it seems to me the Shalheves is burning with just a yachin right next to just a rabbin, and I guess maybe you push it with your hand.
You move it. Like pushing it, you're saying it's on something. It's on the ground.
It's obviously on the.
Blowing it.
It's on the ground.
The fire further on.
So you're pushing the fire. Somehow the fire jumps from here to there, and that's
the.
Not starting a fire. Using the same fire. How are you starting a fire? The fire is already in existence.
You're blowing it.
So
you blow it. So
there's no havar here.
It bounces over the next thing.
It moves. The flame. It's the assumption of the Gemara is that the current flame. The current flame is moving across.
By definition, if you have a flame on this, okay. Now blowing this, I understand it. So you're blowing the whole thing. But you were saying that the flame is on the ground.
Right, and you blow it across.
If you can't blow this, what are you blowing?
The flame itself. The flame itself is being pushed to the other side.
There's no mamish to a flame. How are you blowing it?
I don't understand the problem.
The problem is there's no mamish to a flame. There's a whole Gemara. There's no mamish to a flame. There's no solid to a flame.
So you can push it. When you blow,
can't push a flame unless you blow it and start to flame further over.
Well, wind blows.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that the wind starts another.
No, it doesn't. It's just the flame itself is extended across. You're not starting a new flame. You're not striking a new match.
Yeah, it's moving.
It's moving.
No,
it's moving. All right, we're going to go on.
No, we're not going to waste it.
Look, so tell me what he says.
Who says?
The rabbi says.
I didn't look.
What does he say?
I don't know. Hold on a second.
Your head. What does he say?
Yeah, what does he say over there in the English?
Yeah, look at 22 on 39.
22?
22, previous page.
He brings the flame, chips. The first person to fan the flame with his hand.
With his hand, okay.
Thereby breaking off part of the flame and blowing it in the public domain. You're starting a fire.
That's not called starting a fire.
Starting a fire means creating a fire from scratch.
That's not starting a fire. The Gemara disagrees with you.
You just blew it in the air, so it's in the air, but it hasn't gone onto the ground and started the fire.
That's not starting.
Give me your environment, at least.
So that's why it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa.
Exactly.
All right. So now the Mishnah goes back to the ideals of tchumim by different objects. We talk about water in the cisterns. Okay, bor shel yachid. So the water in the cistern or the pit of an it's in a rishus hayachid. Kiragle hayachid. So someone comes and takes that water, so that the water can be taken as far as the tchum of the pit owner. It's his. Okay, shel anche oso ir. Kiragle anche oso ir. Now you have, let's say you have a public cistern that belongs to everybody. It's not privately owned. It's public works. So that can be taken kiragli anshei ir. So what is kiragli anshei ir? Rashi says alpayim lechol ruach chutz leibura. I guess that means
it's come of the city.
It's come of the city. Clearing the walls of the city. The Ran I think says that it's not talking. Like, what it means is that anybody from the city can take it their own distance, whatever their distance. And somebody from outside the city would only be limited to the tchum of the city. But an individual, a citizen of the city, since it belongs to everybody, can take it his own tchum. Now you have the Ushel Ole Bavel, the boros of Ole Bavel, which we're going to assume for right now, the boros of Hefker, right? The Ole Bavel, that B'nai Gola made them on the road, that there'll be water for them to have on their way to Yerushalayim. We've come across these in Erevin, where they used to take the four corners, right? So we've come across these. So these boros, that is kiragle hamimale. So I guess it's in an area. It goes according to whomever fills it. Whoever fills it, they can carry that water. Assuming that all the other hatayim are carrying, or this is on Yontif, you can carry that water as far as the filler. The filler establishes the shear of his. We'll see what the reason is. Ramile Rava l'Rav Nachman. So Rava asked Rav Nachman. It's not. We learned in our Mishnah that bor shel yachid kiragle hayachid. The water in the privately owned well can be carried the distance of the owner. But uriminu, we have a kasha from another brisa that says neharos hamoshchin v'mayanos hanovim harehin kiragle kol adam. I guess if you have, it must be that you have these waterways, that there's either these brooks and springs or something that are in the private domain. There must be. Rashi says, "Naros hamoshchem, haynu stam naharos sheish lemeshach lahalav imakam makor neviyosam." They're flowing. Umayinos hanovim, the ein yotzi migumos neviyosam limshechal. I guess they're just flowing up, but they don't go. They don't go elsewhere. They gush, but they don't flow. Right, right. Harei hein kiragli kol adam. They don't have any shvisa, I guess, and they could be taken as far as whoever takes them. So I guess the steer is that our Mishnah, it must be talking about this inner Rishus or Yachid, and here it's Karagli, whoever takes them, and the water in the bore only goes as far as the owner's tchum. So the Gemara's answer, yeah, I'm a rabbi, how come I don't know what the gear says, how come I skin on, bimuchunasin. The case of our bore is that it's still water. It's not like a reservoir or a natural area where the water comes. The water was placed there. So in that case, it's karagli the owner. But if you have flowing water, no matter what, that doesn't kone shvisa anywhere. Flowing water is not kone shvisa. And therefore, whoever, even if it's from the Rishus HaYachin, whoever takes it, he has a tchum of the taker.
Man-made.
Yeah. Yeah. What? It's a cistern. Right, exactly. That was my original. That's what I thought it meant. So.
Right.
I didn't understand what the kasha was. What did you think the boar was? Okay. The Mishnah then says, now, Vishel Ole Bavel Kiragle Mimala. The cisterns that were made by Ole Bavel in order to have water, and they were coming back and forth, that gets the tchum of the one who fills up. So Itmar, and the following question was asked in the base measures. Mila v'nasson l'chadero. Okay, so Reuven comes and fills up the bucket for water for the benefit of Shimon. So who's the determinant as to how far, whose tchum determines how far this water can be carried? Okay? Rav Nachman Amar, Kiragle Misha Nismalulo. Rav Nachman says the tchum goes in accordance to the one who is filled on his behalf, according to, goes for Shimon. Rav Sheshes Amar, Kiragle Hamimale. It goes for the person who filled it. The person who filled it. He's determinant of the tchum. So my kamifli. So what's the machlokas? Does it go according to the filler or the filly? I don't know if those fillies. That's a different one. Filly with an F. Okay. So I don't know.
Horse.
That's a horse then. Okay. So Mar Savar, so Rav Sheshes, who says it goes according to the one who's filling it up, he says Beira de Hefkerahu, Umar Savar Beira du Shutafayhu. So according to Rav Sheshes, the boar is considered a boar of Hefker. And according to Rav Nachman, it's considered a boar of Shutfin. And that, and whether it's considered whether the pit is considered Hefker or Shutfin, has a halach ramification. What is that ramification? So Rashi says as follows. Rav Sheshes, right, fourth to last line. Rav Sheshes Sabar Bira de Hefkerahu. V'hamagbiya mitzil chavero lo kana chavero. If there is something in Hefker, and I pick it up on behalf of somebody else, that somebody else is not kone. Why not? Kidarminam above Mitzia, Bishnaim Olsin, the Habitopis the Balcho, Vimokh Mishkav the Khirim. It's as if I'm grabbing for somebody and I'm forcing and I'm having somebody else lose. If you're Topis Bachov, right, let's say Ruvain owes Shimon and Levi money, and comes Yehuda and grabs the money for Ruvain. So it doesn't. Ruben's not calling it. Why? Because you're tofes it up from the Balchov, the Mokhmet Shachav Lachem, it's chai for somebody else. So we're going to extend that all the way to Hefker. How does that work by Hefker? Right? What works from Hefker is because it belongs to, basically, it could belong to anybody. So if I take it on behalf of somebody else, that somebody else can't be calling it because I can't be calling it for him if somebody else is going to lose. Here, I guess the potential over there, in the case of Mitzia, you guys actually losing the money. Here, it's the potential to grab it is considered the loss. So therefore, I'm the one who's calling it. And therefore, it goes according to my tchum. It can't be calling it on his behalf. Zochel Adam Shlomofono only applies if not being Chav L'Acher.
How is this case? It's plenty of water.
What?
Plenty of water.
But maybe there wouldn't be water. Maybe somebody else could have taken that water. Somebody else would have been able to take it. Eventually, somebody else would come, and you're going to take it, and you would take it from somebody else.
I'm taking the last cup of water.
I hear you.
I want to finish the last cup.
So Ella Magbiya Kana.
You have a big thing.
So you don't have a big thing. You have a small thing. So Ella Magbiya Kana. Rav Nachman Sav Rav Bira de Shutfayhu. When they made these boroughs, they made them as a din of Shutfin. So they're all everyone's partners in this, right? Lo Hivkiru Bnei Gola. They weren't mafkirit. Ella Nasnu Al Kol Yisrael Shiyu Shutfin Bo. Everyone is a partner, an equal partner. So when I fill for somebody else, I'm taking his portion. So we're going to get the braver here. So that means that Huber and Dover, that this was his portion. I'm taking his portion and giving it to him. That would be the difference. So Esei Rav Elo Rav Nachman. So the problem now comes to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says it's Beirut the Shutfus. So he has to be talking about Breira. So when I take it out, it's Huber and Dover Mafreya that this was his portion. So does Rav Nachman hold to that? We'll have to see. So Esei Rav, but we'll get to that in a minute. First, we have another question. Rav Nachman said that the boar belongs to, the boar is shutfus. It belongs to everybody. It's not hefker. But with following Mishnah Nedarim, it's going to be a problem. Guy says to his friend, or he says to somebody he knows, Hareini alecha cherim. I am to you a cherim. Meaning you cannot get hana from me. I don't know if I'm omer lechaveiro. But okay, that's what the Mishnah says. Hareini alecha cherim. Hamud ar aser. The one, the object, right, is usher. Meaning, I say you can't get hanav from me. You can't get hanav from me. You can't get any hanav from my items. If I say harei ata alai cheirim, you are to me like a cheirim, then I can't get hanav from you. Hano de usher. The one taking the net there is usher. If he says hareini alecha batalai, I'll make it both ways. You are to me a cheirim, and I am to you a cheirim. So then what happens? Shnehem asurim zebezeu. Neither of us can get hanav from each other. Now. Umutarim mishal ole bavel, but we're permitted to get hana from the items that were set aside from the ole bavel. V'asurim mishal osayir, and we're not permitted to get hana from the public works of the city. Meaning, the ole bavel stuff is not considered our property. And therefore, if it's not your property, I can get hana from it. But the public works of the city, like the sidewalks and the streets, that is jointly owned, and therefore we may not get hana from it. The Elu Dvarim Shel Olei Bavel, so you already see what the problem is. And what are the things that are considered Olei Bavel, which I cannot asher you on, and me to each other. We can't asher each other because it's not owned, meaning it's Hefker, Harabayis, Halishkos Mazaros, Ubor Shel Emsa Derech, the pit in the middle of the road, meaning it doesn't belong to me. If it belonged to me, you would be, and I took a nether, you would be usher. But it doesn't. If I take the nether and it's not usher to you, I mean, it doesn't belong to me to make it usher for you. That's the kasha. The elu hangel also ear. What are the things that are also ear which we can't usher on each other? That's the rechov, the street, the beis hakneses, the shul, or beis hamerach. That's in the bathhouse. That's there's a way to get out of going to shul. You just say make a nether. You can't get enough from each other, and you don't have to go to shul. So now the iamar be the shitvayhu. And if you say,
what a particular shul.
If you say, I don't know if that can work. If you say that the pits of Olei, the systems of Olei Bavel were shutfayin, which means they belong to everybody, everybody has ownership's right in it, on my mutter. Why would it be mutter if we take this neder? The hatznan hashutafin shenadru hana zemizeh asum lekanes b'chatzer. If you and I jointly own something and we take a neder that we can't get enough from each other, they can't go into the chatzer because each part, you know, whatever each part is considered jointly owned. It's jointly owned. Then how can you be mutter to use it? Must mean that it's not jointly owned. It's hefker. Must mean that it's hefker. Okay. So if it's hefker, then what's Rav Nachman? Why does Rav Nachman say that? Why does Rav Nachman say that the person A can take the water on behalf of person B? It would be mechav l'achayim. So we'll get to that in a minute. So the Gemara answers. Lirchot may have lirchot bebor hachanami, right? The reason why you can take on behalf of somebody else is because as follows. There's a difference between washing in the pit, washing with the water, and taking the water. To wash in the water, right, you can say they are shutvin. So they are shutvin. No, let's just say. Oh, okay. The case in the Nadarim, which says that we're usher to get benefit from the pit, they are shutvin, but we're not allowed to go swimming in it, we're not allowed to jump in it or wash in it, because then we're using the entire thing. But to fill up the water from it, so yeah, we're shutvin. But when I fill up the water and take it, that's my portion. And he fills up the water and takes it, it's his portion. So if I take a net, I'm not going to get another from you, big deal. When I go to the border pit, I can still use it, because what I'm doing is I'm taking my portion. I'm not taking your portion, because it's brera. It's hover dover lemafreya, that this is my portion. So yes, we are shutvin, and therefore I cannot... Therefore, if we are certain, I can take it on behalf of somebody else. Because we say Huber Dol Mafreya, that's his portion, and so too it's mutter if you take the net there, because what I'm taking is my portion, not your portion. But if I go washing it, well then I'm only washing in my portion. I mean the whole you're washing in the entire cistern. Okay, so he says V'hachem Vayaskino Limalos Mar Mididei Kamale Umar Mididei Kamale. Each person is filling up his own. So you see clearly that Rav Nachman is going to hold up Brera. So the Gemara is going to now ask, how is it possible to say that the reason why he's mutter to get hanar from the boar of Olei Bavel is because we're so mech on din of Brera? Doesn't Rav Nachman himself hold a Brera? And we're going to prove that from the Mishnah in Shkalim, bringing back our Shkalim gaze. And before that, you have to just remind ourselves of two halachas. Halacha number two is the concept of Meiser Behema. Right? Meiser Behema means it's a Mishnah Torah to separate every year 1/10 of your flock, of your tzon and your bakar that are born that year. And the right, you count them, 1, 2, 3, one for me, 1, 2, not for me, 1 for Hashem. You know, one, that's the one goes for Hashem. And the 10th one is Kaddish LaHashem. The halach is also is that Meiser Behema is only obligatory on an individual, but jointly owned animals, animals owned b'shutzvus, are not chayiv in Meiser Behema. Halacha number one is the concept of the kelbon. What the kelbon was, the extra amount that was given by the shkolim, right? There's a mitzvah on every male in Bnei Yisrael to give every year a machzor shekel for the karbanos hatzibur. Now, half of those, you know, the shkolim are very thin, and they were, you know, they could get lost. So what you used to do is you used to transfer, you give the machzor shekel, you could transfer it onto a bigger coin. The problem was you were worried about currency fluctuations. So whenever you gave a little extra, so hekesh wouldn't lose. So hekesh wouldn't lose in the FX transaction. Basically what it is. So, but now also, when two people would give together, let's say two people gave together, so they gave one shekel, they still had to give the kelbon, even though they were giving a bigger coin that wouldn't get lost. But if a father was giving shkolim on behalf of his household, so then he did not have to give, let's say he was giving for his son, he didn't have to give two kelbonim, he only gave one. That was the halacha in Shkalim, the seventh Mishnah in the first parak of Shkalim, the post about Telzom. So now the Gemara asks, is Sabar of Nachman Yish Breira? Does Rav Nachman really hold a Breira? Well, let's look at the following Mishnah in Shkalim. Vahatanan, the Mishnah says, Ha'achin Hashutafin. So you have brothers who are partners, meaning they got a Yerusha, okay? They got a Yerusha from their father, and they agreed to divide the Yerusha and to become partners. So they got the Yerusha, they made it, they got the whole thing, they split it and came back as to being partners. Now they own the estate, no longer the estate. The estate is jointly owned by the children. So that is considered, so sometimes it's going to be considered a jointly owned partnership, and sometimes it's going to still be considered part of the original father's estate. So if it is jointly owned, right? If it is jointly owned, it's separate from the estate. So therefore, what you would be pater in Meiser Behema because it's shutfus, but you would be chayiv in the kelbon because it's not from one household. If it's not a separate shutfus and still considered part of the father's household, so then you would be chayiv in Meiser Behema because it's jointly owned by the corporation, by the estate. The corporation is only joined by the estate, but you would be pater from giving kelbon on the excess. One would have to be kelbon, but you don't have to give multiple kelbonim. That's what the Mishnah says. Ha'achin ha'shutfin, kishechayovim bekelbon, when they're chayiv in kelbon, peturim ma'aser behema. They would be pater in ma'aser behema. But v'kishechayovim ma'aser behema, if they would be chayiv in ma'aser behema, meaning that they are shutfin, then they would be peturim in a kelbon. They would be pater from the kelbon, because they are considered, chayovim ma'aser behema. Kelbon is an extra amount that you give a little more, you give a 26 cents. Right, basically. It's the foreign exchange, the FX of transaction fee.
Transaction fee
would be ribbons. Right? No, it's a kelbon. Give me more. It's not ribbons.
Yeah.
Right, it's a vodka. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. So, look in the Gemara and Shkalim. So, the Amar Rabbanan.
No.
Okay. So, Rabbanan says, explain this Mishnah. Lo shanu elo shecholku gedoyim kineged tiloyim u tiloyim kineged gedoyim. This whole thing that we say, that the possibility exists, that dividing the estate will nullify the concept of the estate and make it separately owned, right? That only happens if they separated, you know, one person got the Gedoyim, one person got the Tloyim. In other words, their mom separated the estate, and each person got a different min. So since they're now separating, by separating different min, basically you're going now according to value. Because a Gedoyim and a Tzon probably not worth the same thing. So this guy got three, this guy got two. Your mamash made a separation. You separated based on the value. If you get this D and you get this G, you get this play, you get this play. So what do we view it as? We say, Zehu chelko hamagio mishar rishon omer, Zehu chelko hamagio mishar rishon lekach. What we say is that the chaloka is now considered as if that they're yorshim. They're not considered partners. Because we say this was your portion that you should have received originally. We're doing a brera over here. You got this piece, you got that piece. Rav Nachman argues and says, "Afilu chok gedoyim kineged gedoyim, utloyim kineged tloyim, ein omer zeh chelko magi mishar rishon lekach." We don't say brera. We don't say that. All we say is that once you split it, no matter how you split it, you become, and then you split it, and then you went back together in partnership, you're shutfin, because you separated out of the estate, and then you're going back together, it's shutfus, and therefore you would be chayiv in Meiser Behema. But if you call that a brera, you would say is that when you split it, and then came back, you didn't really separate anything. You stayed together as the estate, and therefore you'd be putter, you'd be putter, because now you're shutfin. No, but you came back together. You'll be chayiv because you wouldn't be shutfin because you still have the estate together. So does he hold brera or not? What's going on here? He doesn't hold the brera, and we're saying in our case by the boar, the reason why he's mutter to get hana, even though he takes the neder, is because he took his own portion, which is whoever double mafreya is belonging to him. That's a problem of brera. So the Gemara says Ella kule alma birud dehevkerehi. Everyone's going to agree in the end. Everyone is going to agree, meaning Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes agree that the boar is hefker. Remember, we had the problem was, the case was, I fill up the, from the boar of Olei Bavel, I fill up the water on behalf of somebody else. So whose tchum does it go by? Go by my tchum or his tchum? So we said it made a difference whether it's hefker or shutfus. If it was hefker, we'd go according to the filler, because he can't be zokah for somebody else, because it's makam chavi l'cheirim. And if it's shutfus, then the person was filled on his behalf, can take it to his tchum because it's a shutlus. He's getting his portion. Now we're saying no. It completely. Everyone agrees it's hefker. Okay, so if it's hefker, so then you have the problem of being zocha b'makom shechav le'achirim. So how does Rav Nachman say? How does Rav Nachman say that the tchum is determined by the person who's on behalf the water was filled for? So he says, but here. The machlokas that we're having over here is when you pick up a mitzia on behalf of your friend. Okay? So the Mishnah, this is the halacha involved mitzia. Maybe this will address your concern, Yossi, I'm not sure. So a magbiya mitzia l'chaveiro, we say, I just find a fine on behalf of my friend. We say that my friend is not kona it, because by this zechiyah, I'm mafsid other people. Now that makes sense in that case, because if you take that one item, no one else can get that item. So therefore, if I pick up something, it's considered chav l'acherim. So Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes now argue whether that applies. Their argument is whether or not when I pick it up for my friend's behalf and he's not kona, am I kona for me? I mean, I picked it up for somebody else. He can't be kona because it's chav l'acherim. But am I kona it myself when I pick it up? So Mar, I mean Rav Sheshes Savar Kana. Rav Sheshes says that the individual who picks it up, he's Kone. It now belongs to him. So the Tchum is determined by him. But Mar Savar, Rav Nachman says Lo Kana. When I pick it up, I am not Kone. So therefore, because I didn't have Das, I guess, to be Kone on my behalf, so it doesn't automatically become mine. So what's the story now? What's the story with this water? Therefore, the water is still Hefker, and therefore, what happens? So whoever now comes and takes it, I'm assuming Shimon, you sent me to get the water. So I picked up the water. So you're not calling it yet because it's chav l'acherim. And I'm not calling it because I didn't pick it up for myself. So it's still this hefker. And then you come and say, thank you very much for the water. Now you're calling it. And therefore it goes according to you, not to the person who spilled on his behalf, not according to me, the person who filled it. Shav Zaveda means it belongs to him. There's something in the street that has...
You pick it up.
There's something in the street that has no simanim. Clearly it doesn't belong to anybody. It's in Hefker. It belongs to Hefker. It's in Hefker. I pick it up. Okay. So the machlokas now... So basically they say the machlokas is, how does Magbiya Metzilu Chaveiro work? Right? According to Rav Sheshes, how Magbiya Metzilu Chaveiro works in the sense that I can't pick it up for you. You're not Konish, but in the meantime, I'm Konish. So from Hefker, I'm Konish. And therefore you go back to our case. Belongs to me, therefore the tchum is determined by me. According to Rav Nachman, if I pick a mitzvah for you, neither of us are koneh. You're not koneh because I can't be koneh something for you because it's makom shechav l'acherim, and I'm not koneh because I didn't pick it up for myself. I picked it up for you. So the water is still in hefker. It's still hefker until you come. Then you take it. Now you took it. It belongs to you.
He doesn't call it when he picks it up.
Because he didn't have das. You need to have das to be koneh. That das is not sufficient.
His das is that he's going to give it to somebody else.
His das is for somebody else. So he doesn't...
Right, so when he picks it up, why isn't he koneh? Then he could give it to somebody else.
Why do you mean, why isn't he koneh?
If he picks it up,
right,
and takes this, and says, oh, this is a nice thing, I'm going to take it, I'm going to give it to him.
Okay. So the case is, I tell you to pick this up, get the water for me. So I pick it up. Who's koneh? Nobody. You're not koneh because it's chav l'acherim, and I'm not koneh because my das was to pick it up for you. Okay. Finish a little early. Stop here. We'll do the Shnai Mikra. Have a wonderful day. Make the Siyum tomorrow.